I did this reading on one woman. And when I do a health evaluation on someone, how you now look to me, you look as though you have 100 circuits of light coming in through the top of your head. And then what I do is I follow your circuits backwards. I follow your circuits to what you're attached to. And they take me to the parts of your life that you are keeping alive much longer than you should be, shall we say. What I now understand is that those circuits are your soul. You are sending your spirit or your soul on mission. In sending your spirit to nurture a past injury, first, you are literally saying to your spirit, this is prana or life force. And you're saying, divide the life force. I want to give as much prana to my past as to my present. Now, please translate this with me electromagnetically. You are changing your electromagnetics. You are altering your ability to use the laws of cause and effect, the law of magnetic attraction, and in order to use a perception like, do you create your own reality? That perception, let's just translate this in terms of magnetics. That perception requires 85% of your circuits in present time. Let's just put it down in that language. I want you to picture in your head circuits coming into your body and flowing into your past and attaching themselves to everyone and everything you can't let go of. Because now I want you to interpret it this way, that for every one of those circuits, what you're doing is you're saying to your spirit, go into my past, into a toxic part. The only reason you'd hold on to your past is for a toxic reason. There's no healthy reason to hold on to your past, because all the good that's come out of your past is already in you. You are that. It has made you stronger. You need not go backwards for strength. You are that. You need not go backwards for integrity. You have become that. The only reason you go backwards is because you're bitter. And what I want you to picture is, here's your cell. Imagine a big, huge circle in front of you, and that your prana or your life force, or if you like the word grace, if you like a Christian word for it, comes into the top of your head, and now you create your own reality. You're given the choice. How do you want to distribute your grace or your prana? Because as you distribute it, so it comes back to you. Or what goes around comes around. However you want to use the many, many mythological adages that speak of this dynamic. And you say to your spirit, go back into this bitter past and keep it alive for me, and then bring me the harvest from it. And from that harvest, you feed your cell tissue. Now, I know deep in my soul that in the next century, we're going to create instrumentation that can evaluate our energy anatomy with the same precision that we now are evaluating our physical anatomy. Then to take a cell tissue and to be able to enlarge it to see your electromagnetic life and to see what you're attached to see where your soul has gone, and that your soul is transmitting energy back to your biology saying, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to run a very negative program here because I am still keeping alive a memory of 30 years ago. I have seen people develop cancer, and in tracking their soul, shall I say, to the origin of it, it's because someone said something to them that took all of 3 seconds, like, oh, you'll never be good enough. And those 3 seconds have commanded the rest of their life. Now, I ask you to think about something. If you think you create your own reality and you can be totally commanded by a 3-second comment that you cannot get over, do you really think you create your own reality? I don't think so. I think that that negativity is creating your reality, and the challenge is to become a strong enough spirit to call your spirit back.